been looking at the Silver Delights package by WeVibe and Womanizer, now's the time to buy it. Now through the end of the month, with purchase of the Silver Delights, you actually are going to get a free romp wave toy. That's literally three toys for the price of one.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Now through the end of the month, with any massage wand of $100 or more, you get a free massage candle. Additionally, if you're buying any love kit, you get a free warming heart massager.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of our podcast, which today is all about massage. One of my favorite things to experience with a partner, because you're going to actually be really surprised how deeper your connection will come with a little physical touch that isn't necessarily sex. Massage is great. It's proven to help your body release a lot of hormones. It, of course, eases tension and it lowers stress, which is why a lot of adult stores like Lover's Lane or a romantic gift store offer things like massage oils, in addition to all the fun stuff that you would bring in the bedroom. And maybe, if you're having issues connecting to your partner, I bet a suggestion that you'll get if you're in one of our stores is, if you help your partner relax, have you tried? Have you given a massage to them? You need to show them a little physical affection that's not simply diving into sex. Nobody wants that all the time. It happens actually a lot in relationships, where at first you have more sex because of your excitement for a new partner and a new lover, and it's new, it's exciting, all is happy and well, and then the stressors of life, of course, come into your life or their life or both, and that's just the part of living in humanity where the excitement that you have kind of will fizzle. And if that's not completely out, I'm sure if you look back at the first month or so of you and your partner being intimate together, even if maybe you were massaging each other then, which I bet you were, because you took a lot of time to commit to nothing except your partner. But I bet that frequency of massages or maybe intercourse, it's going to come and go. And it's natural. It's not a bad thing at all. I know that I'm kind of giving you all an ominous sense of, well, the sparkle fade, but that's not what I'm trying to say. I actually believe that a long-term successful relationship or partnership or maybe marriage can be a really beautiful thing. Acknowledging another person inside and out creates this responsibility to care for them, and it creates a lot stronger bond and a deeper intimacy, in my opinion anyway. That can absolutely be just as exciting and more sacred and special than a new relationship. So if you're in a valley of your relationship and maybe you're looking to climb back up to a peak of great sex, intimacy, and closeness, and of course lots of love, massage can actually be a tool to get you there. With where we are in the world right now, it's kind of a strange place. At first, the quarantine that happened about a year ago now was very scary and really uncertain, and a lot of us, we still didn't get rid of that uncertainty. We saw how quickly our lives were uprooted, and I absolutely believe it took a toll on a lot of people's relationships. It can create some mental health blockages, and even though a vaccine is here and summer's on the horizon, it doesn't exactly feel normal. And I know that's just affecting so many people's lives. But if you use some physical touch to strengthen a bond when you know your partner is in need of it, or maybe they're in a rough patch, it's going to increase love and desire in other areas of your physical relationship as well. So the hormones that are released during massage do more than just encourage stress-free communication, which is so, so important. Touch actually stimulates your social hormones as well as dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. Dopamine, of course, is that neurotransmitter that your body makes and your nervous system uses, and that's how you feel pleasure. While serotonin is going to be a little bit more about your mood and your emotions, and oxytocin is known as the love hormone. It actually increases during physical closeness, like hugging or massage, and especially orgasm. It benefits a number of conditions like anxiety, depression, or even if you have some mild like physical problems. The happiness that you get from massage and these hormones, they're going to last longer than just the massage time that it's going to take, that 20 minutes or whatever. It's absolutely worth it to pleasure your partner by giving them that sexy rub down. And I hope it doesn't feel like a task, of course, to give a massage to your partner when we all kind of need it right now, along with that closeness that you're going to experience long term. But the person performing the massage will actually be able to connect with the person receiving. Your body creates the exact same hormones. And you could even take turns so that you guys feel more relaxed together. But I would never say no to a mutual massage date with maybe some dinner after. And to be really transparent with you all, I think the problem I face and that I hear about the most is people just not wanting to fit connection into their schedule. That's really it. So you gotta plan it, just like you plan a dinner or your kids' basketball games or leaving for work early in the morning. It's really that simple to have a calendar or a text to your partner and say, hey, we're gonna go to bed 20 minutes early than usual tonight. I wanna have some time to connect with you and maybe to give some mutual massages. Like, make it that easy. The execution is always the hard part. So if you're on board with this, but you don't know how to give a massage or to start it up, I can definitely help. First of all, a majority of massage oil is almond-based. So if you have an allergy, be aware of tree nuts used in products like these. There's also some really great coconut oil blends or a lotion alternative to massage oil. And we sell some great hemp oil candles, so I'll get into those ones pretty soon. Let me tell you my personal favorites. There's a few of them that I love. First, I really love any Shunga oil. I suggest getting a love collection, like maybe the Garden of Edo, which I think I've talked about in a really early episode. It's by Shunga, and just as we learned, of course, massage can lead to intimacy and closeness, which often is going to lead to intercourse. So you're going to want an amazing, mess-free, soft lubricant, much like the Organica that's in the collection. So if you want a whole pampered evening, use the bath crystals that come in the Garden of Edo, relax a little bit, and do a little tub soak, and maybe your partner can use some of that oil early before your massage to give a foot rub during your bath, because that sounds fantastic. Or if you want to use those crystals afterwards to clean up any excess oil, they actually do have a lotus flower scent added to them, which is an aphrodisiac. It helps spice up the rest of your evening. Then it comes with a few things fun for oral. They have a really tasty flavor, like the aphrodisiac oil tastes like an apple Jolly Rancher, while the Lotus Noir is going to taste a little bit more like a strawberry, but they're both going to intensify blood flow and add some warmth and tingle to your massage if that's something you want. Or you can use them for intercourse, oral, really whatever fun area that you want to add these onto you or your partner's body. Then of course it has the massage oil inside of it. It's probably the best one in my opinion. I love it. It's the Shunga organic oil. And it isn't fragranced with scent like a lot of massage oils are. The good smell is going to come from a food grade added flavor. So if you kiss it or lick it off your partner's body, you don't have to like wipe your tongue down afterwards. It's going to taste and smell so, so good. It's the exotic green tea. And to me, it tastes like a light pear. And it smells even a little bit sweeter than that. So right now, like let's say that you love the Edo or you went to shop at a Lover's Lane or looked online and you love one of the massage collections, you are going to get that free warming heart massager too until the end of May. And that is like one of those gel consistencies that you break apart. And when you place it on the spine or shoulders or lower back or anywhere really, it does like a natural heat. And then you can always boil it to rewarm it again. It's a really fun product to add to any massage oil. But Shunga does make a whole variety of different massage oil scents, and all of those bottles are microwave safe. So if you want, you can take the cap off the bottle, place the whole thing in the microwave for about, you know, 10 to 15 seconds. The cap's gonna go right back on and then shake up the bottle. Easy peasy. Shunga and a few other massage brands, as well as Kama Sutra, also make these candles that I kind of touched on just a little bit earlier. They're called massage candles. These contain no wax. There's only oil inside. So when you burn that wick, the oil is going to get warmed up for massage. Burn the candle for about 20 minutes to get enough oil for one body. So if you light it for 20 minutes, blew it out, pour it on the skin, I would relight it right after that. And that can be your little timer for a 20-minute massage on your partner. And then you have enough oil for a mutual massage when they massage you. And then my last recommendation, and you know what? This one might take the cake for my favorite massage oil. It's that new one that we started carrying from Foria. And if you listened to our past CBD episode, you know there's a ton of benefits to using intimate CBD products, like increased blood flow and relaxation, and of course it helps with pain. So this stuff is absolutely great for massage. The Foria massage oils contain 200 milligrams of CBD, and they're also coconut oil based. My favorite scent of the bunch has got to be the lavender, but any bottle like Foria's that isn't necessarily microwave safe. I found if you take a small bowl of warm water, you can pop that in the microwave, and then you put that whole bottle of massage oil, dip it in the water, and then take a small towel and just kind of drape it across the top. It's going to keep the heat trapped in and warm up the top of your massage oil. Then boom, you'll have the perfect temperature massage oil for all of your sexy rubs. So if you're inspired and you have all the goodies that you need for your ultimate massage, how do you make it perfect? The first step is a little self-care, actually, and it might seem obvious to some people, but you'd be shocked at how many people are so nervous to rub their partner right that they forget the basics of taking care of your hands. So first, wash them. No one wants to be rubbed with a leftover sticky dinner still stuck to your hand or something like that. But next, you have to soften calluses. So any rough spots that you have on your hands, especially coming out of the winter season, look them over. I use a nail trimmer and a file, like a pet egg almost, but you could use any nail file to remove any sharp points. And next time, if you're prepping for a massage, you can always use a hand lotion or like an overnight glove to keep your hands soft feeling. And then you kind of have to determine the location and put some thought into where you're gonna give a massage. It seems, of course, like most people would choose a bed, which is just fine, but once you get to rubbing, sometimes it's easier to move around them than to have the receiver of your massage repositioned so that you can rub their upper body. Something like a couch to kind of move around a little bit easier would work really well, as long as they're comfortable. Anywhere's good. Even a 5-minute shoulder rub on a break if you're working remotely from home would be a special treat. And then remember to set the mood. This is going to help tremendously. So if you're worried about your massage technique and maybe it's lacking or something, 4 things to consider to give a great massage are your lighting, your music, your scent, and your temperature. Like if you imagine trying to give a massage in a chilly, brightly lit room that smells like a bathroom and has sirens on the street going by, that just makes me uncomfortable thinking about it. So choose something that's more of like a low light, maybe some candles lit for a good scent, something clean and relaxing like a lemongrass or lavender, with a slow, calm mood music to quiet your mind and especially the receiver's mind. Then maybe if you have it, you could even bring out a little space heater if need be, because a great massage is skin-on-skin contact. So you're going to want to have warm hands and be in a warm setting. And once you get your oil a little bit warm too, and you have a fair amount of it on your hands, you can start by placing your palms on their shoulders. Just, show that you're there. Spread the oil around the back, going down the spine. So you're going to do stroking motions, not like a circular, like you would rub on a lotion or a sunscreen. You don't just rub on oil. You're going to want to follow the muscles and listen to the body. Sometimes we hold a lot of tension in almost like balls that are on our shoulders, a lot for me anyway, that literally kick your hand off that muscle. Like you go to rub it out and it just kind of pushes, like the muscle will push. And if you're not a trained professional, I absolutely recommend leaving that area open because it can actually hurt that muscle further. So when you do have your oil spread down all the way down to the lower back, kind of separate your hands once you got down to the spine and like focus on the waist, like separate your hands and wrap around the waist, almost like you're going to grab it, but don't actually. Focus a lot on like the rhythm and the comfort using these kind of whooshing, like large strokes. Don't use your nails or closed fists. And make sure that your hands are strong. Stay confident. Don't get lazy. waiting for your turn. That's my guilt right there. Actually enjoy what you're doing and enjoy the bond that you have between you and your person. And if you're tense, I bet they're gonna feel it too. You know, keep your palms with light fingers, but still connected the fingers to their back. And when you get down to the waist, bring your hands back together, meet at the spine and move up and down. Don't actually push on the spine because that can hurt people too. But separate your hands out a bit further every time you get back down to the waist and until your hands are at their shoulders all the way back up. Just keep those rhythmic touches and breath, you know, watch your breath, watch their breath. That's what's really going to help release tension. And when that oil eventually maybe gets a little bit stiff, you can ask them to roll on to their back to give a neck massage and shoulders and maybe chest. Or if that rub could go down to some calves and foot massage, make sure you get more oil. Make sure it's warm before applying it again. And if you're working with the feet, you know, have a bit of a harder pressure because if you go softer, it's going to be more ticklish. Keep the sole in mind and give the same up and down technique to wring out the tension that we hold in our feet. And what happens after your massage? You know, do they want to reciprocate? Have you enjoyed connecting so much that you want to continue for maybe some sexy time? Are you feeling inspired to give a rub down or are you trying to book a couple's massage for you and your partner? If you're looking for a new vibrating toy for the bedroom too, you can actually incorporate one of those massage wands to take out some finger motion of it. The Lay Wand is a great one and they do make attachments as well. So if you ever want a toy, you can have something for massage and something for internal. Or the new ones from WeVibe and Laylo, the Smart Wand and the Wand by WeVibe. Those two are great for back massage, shoulder massage, leg massage, calf massage, anything like that, because the heads of them are reinforced, so they are made to push into the body. They're not something like a clitoral toy, but they can be used for. They are literally made for massage. And right now, if you spend over $100 on any wand, you get a free massage candle to help you out. So let me know if this helped. Send me an email if you have any questions. You can reach out to me. My email is Haley. It's Haley at loverslaying.com. We are on Facebook under the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. We're on Instagram at Intimacy Advisor Pod. And we are on Twitter at @IA_pod. Happy Massage Month to you all. Enjoy, get to rubbing, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Bye. Lovers Lane. Stay together.